Morning Edition continues now on 89.1 WEMU with this week's installment of Issues of the Environment. Good morning to you. I'm David Fair. As you well know, there's a spider web of oil and gas pipelines running through southeast Michigan, and more are potentially on the way. Some touch portions of Washtenaw County. And in fact, the amount of crude oil running through and below county residents' property has doubled in just the past 2 years. And there are two natural gas pipeline projects under proposal that could further expand fossil fuel pipelines in our area. It's part of an expanding effort to reduce foreign dependence on oil. But there are concerns about potential hazards of these pipelines, as well as the rights of property owners who are opposed to playing host to the pipelines. It's the focus of this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. My guest can be counted among those with concerns. Nancy Schiffler is chair of the Huron Valley Group of the Sierra Club, and good morning to you. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Well, very briefly, the pipeline that has doubled the amount of crude running through the county is attributed to expansion of two lines operated by Enbridge. This is the company responsible, of course, for the 800,000-gallon spill into the Kalamazoo River system. That immediately raises some eyebrows, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's an expansion and increase in their previous pipeline that was running through. So there's a new pipeline running across the state over into Canada, and a second one that branches off and goes, I believe, to the Marathon Oil Processing Center.
Yeah, over in Wayne County in Detroit, right. Where are the pipelines touching residents now?
Line 6B runs through the western part of the county and up into Livingston County and Oakland County. The line that runs through Pittsfield Township and eventually then over into Wayne County into the Marathon refinery.
The concerns extend beyond a potential spill. Because of regulation, permitting laws, there are a number of residents who now have pipelines running through their property and really can't do anything about it, correct? I mean, but that's not really the fault of the energy companies.
There are regulations that have to be followed. There's just the question of the tar sands itself. Is that a type of fuel that we want to deal with? There are federal regulations about the placement of pipelines. If the pipeline's going to be put in, it has to go somewhere. Some of the questions are things like setbacks from homes. Some of the lines are, if they're following existing right-of-way, it may have been in an area that when the original line was laid were fairly open, but there's now housing through that whole area, and suddenly people are finding they've got a 50-foot right-of-way for an oil pipeline running through their
property. I certainly don't know for sure, but it appears to me that that may not enhance property value. That's going on.
Probably not.
Right. Yeah. Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and today we're talking about oil and gas pipelines in Washtenaw County with Nancy Schiffler. Nancy heads up the Sierra Club's Huron Valley Group. Now we also have the proposed E.T. Rover Pipeline and Nexus Pipeline that would transport natural gas through our county and state. And again, some Washtenaw County residents are fighting but feel somewhat helpless. Now, we're early enough in the process where something can be done, correct?
Up to a point. There's, particularly with the E.T. Rover, they're going through what's called the pre-filing stage where they're still trying to determine the route, the actual route that the pipeline will take. And people at this period between now and the end of December can comment to the Federal Energy Resource Commission and raise objections to particular portions of the route, whether it's their own property or just the route in general. For example, the E.T. Rover, part of that pipeline will run through the Pinckney Recreation Area.
And that is obviously of real concern.
Yeah.
Now, we have the E.T. Rover pipeline proposal, the Nexus pipeline proposal, and in a way they're competing with each other, and we could see both, we could see neither, or we could see one of the two.
Right. One of the things they have to demonstrate in applying to the government is that there's an actual public need for that pipeline. Primarily it means, is there a market? There is some thought that because the pipeline routes, they're both coming from Pennsylvania, they're running almost parallel through Ohio and Michigan, and they're both going to Canada. Do we really need two of those? Do we even need one? Because it's right now being designed mostly to deal with overproduction of the gas in Pennsylvania, and they're looking for new markets.
Well, to that end, we do have a president who has an energy policy of all of the above, state legislature with a similar agenda, so it's not as though growth in these sectors is going to halt anytime soon. the question becomes, what's in it for the state of Michigan and what's in it for Washtenaw County if we're going to have these running through it? Is there an economic benefit immediately, and is there an energy benefit immediately?
Well, the companies will claim
construction
jobs and taxes and that sort of thing.
And that's true.
It's a trade-off in terms of, the disruption and the safety issues and the potential degradation of routes of the pipelines going through recreation areas or whatever. Are those worth those?
Is there a difference in the safety concerns from the tar sands oil that courses through southeast Michigan and a potential natural gas line? Are the concerns equal, or is one greater than the other? Because that tar sands stuff is nasty.
They're slightly different. Oil pipelines in general have a greater frequency of things like spills.
Mm-hmm.
Natural gas pipelines, the issue there is when there is an incident, then you're more likely to run into an explosion.
Yeah, it's more catastrophic immediately.
Yeah, and there's the higher the pressure through the pipeline, the greater the radius of the explosion. These pipelines, it would be about a 1,000-foot radius, even though the setbacks from houses are considerably less than that. So there is a definite safety concern.
And is it a Pandora's box of sort that if we continue to expand natural gas pipelines and crude oil pipelines, that we are also going to start opening the doors for more fracking in our environment and potentially create hazards there?
Certainly, with these two pipelines, they're both coming from
fracking operations.
Fracking operations, which are already turning rural areas in Ohio and Pennsylvania and West Virginia into industrial zones, and increasing evidence of issues around spills and water contamination. The waste fluids from those fracking operations, some of them turn out to be radioactive depending on the materials that they pull up from the earth. Those waste materials are what are being proposed to be shipped to the hazardous waste wells in Wayne County. So we'll get it one way or the other.
Well, as our time together, Nancy, starts to come to a close, I'd like to ask this. For those who are either concerned or potentially affected by the expanding web of pipelines in the region, what is your best immediate advice for a course of action?
Get a little more informed. There are materials on the Washtenaw County website, the ewashtenaw.org. There's material both from the companies and from handouts from recent hearings. Those include instructions for how to send comments to FERC, the Federal Energy Resource Commission.
And we will have links for all of that when we post this on our own website at WEMU.org. Nancy, thank you so much for your time today. I'm truly grateful. That is Nancy Schiffler. She serves as chair of the Huron Valley Group of the Sierra Club. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard each Wednesday during Morning Edition and only on 89.1 WEMU.